guys. Welcome back to your favorite podcast, Full Coverage.
Hey, you got the fools in the house with your favorite host, Manny MUA.
And Laura, lean with it, rock with it.
Hey.
I love.
Hey, you're going to get us sued.
I remember I would always be like, Laura, lean with it, rock with it. I don't know why I would always do that. And I would even text her that. I'm like, Laura, lean with it. Rock. What do you think?
I always call him Mandy.
Mandy Moore. Yeah. You know, we just have nicknames and that's okay.
Yeah.
Because that's what our friendship is.
Okay. So this week's episode is going to be a rapid fire. And we're going to be firing rapid things that are happening in
rapidly.
The world today. Rapidly.
Quickly.
There's like, listen, this week it's like a bunch of random little things.
Random.
But it's going to add up to a juicy episode. Let me just tell you that.
I couldn't agree more. And I think that it's going to be really, really good. We have a couple things. You know what? I will say it's a little bit more calm of a week.
I'm going to say people have been on their best behavior.
Dare we say.
Dare we say.
We've
discovered, you guys. You got to remember, we filmed this like on Tuesday. By Friday, it could have exploded.
This shit could be crazy.
And then you're like, what are you talking about?
Because, 2 weeks ago, our rapid fire was like wild. Like, it was a lot going on. The Noah Schnapp with Doja Cat.
Yeah.
You know, it was a bigger episode.
It was a doozy woozy.
It was a doozy.
We had major doozies happening.
So this week we have a little bit less of major doozies, but we still got a couple topics that we'd love to hit.
I would like to know what your peak is this week, first and foremost. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Can I do, ooh, I feel like I want to do my pit first.
Do your pit.
Okay, guys, I need to fill y'all in. I need to fill the full fam in.
Uh-oh.
That's actually hard to say quickly. Feel the full fam
feel
in.
Feel the full fam fan.
Yeah, exactly. So I was talking to this guy. I was talking to a guy, I would say for about a month, enough to like start catching feelings. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking like I'm crushing.
Uh-oh.
I'm crushing. I'm into it.
I'm
like
talking
to him.
I'm going to pretend like I don't know what he's talking about.
I think you should.
But I know this whole entire story.
You know the whole story, but you don't have to fill the fools in.
Absolutely.
But you can pretend like you don't.
Okay, I'm going to be
shocked.
She's
an actor. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I've been talking to him for a while. Was really, really good. We finally hung out.
Love it.
We finally hung out. And I thought it went fantastically.
Right.
I liked his vibe.
He was very cute, by the way. Manny showed me a picture of this guy. I think he's very handsome.
He's very handsome. It makes it worse. He is very handsome. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I liked his energy. And like, I felt like we vibed really, really well with one another. Okay.
Love that.
So I left there and I had like a good feeling about it. Right. I was like, oh, like this is like cool. This is great. We like the way we talked after wasn't like the same. It was very like ghosty.
Yeah.
Almost like on his end where it was very like, you know, texting me back every like 2 days instead of it like
and
every
day. And you
guys
day. Were talking regularly before you hung out. And then after you hung out, he starts to get, you know,
less.
Spacious. Way less with the text.
Less with the text. And so I also, of course, because like if you're going to be spacious with the text timeframes, I'm going to be spacious with my text timeframes.
It's the game.
Like I don't like, and it's funny because I usually am like, I'm not into the game. But like I also don't want to be this bitch that's responding immediately when you're taking 2 days to respond to me. Like I'm not doing that.
No one wants that.
Because I'm like, okay, I'm literally actively making time to text you and talk to you. So if you're not doing the same for me, I'm not going to no longer do that for you. I'm going to continue to do my work, do what I need to get done. Mm-hmm. Like you're not becoming a priority for me anymore. You know?
Makes sense.
So I finally was like, So what'd you think about last night? Or no, not last night. What'd you think of the other night? Like, did you have fun?
I'm glad you asked him this.
I wasn't going to, by the way.
I know. So
and like,
he,
we talked about this.
We talked about it. He got another one of our good friends, an outside source.
Another opinion.
We had to bring in a third opinion. He was like, I think you should get a little clarity here. So like, why not ask?
I'm not a double texter. Let me tell you this. Yeah. This is something about me. I'm not like, if I text you mm-hmm. and you don't respond to me, I'm not sending another one.
Yeah.
I'm just not that person. I'm like, yo, like we all are grown adults here. If you want to text me, text me. If you don't, then you don't. I'm not going to text you again trying to get your attention. But I was like, you know what? Let me suck on my pride for this one. And I'm going to do this next and be like, so what did you think about the other night? Because I was like, I almost wanted to clear you myself.
That's not like a extreme thing to text. It's not. You know, it's like not super mild.
And I had asked him a question. I was like, how is like this going? And then I was like, oh, by the way, what did you think? You know, so it wasn't like some abrasive, like, so what the fuck's going on? It wasn't that at all. It was like a conversation. So he's like, I'm happy you like brought that up. I actually feel like we'd be really, really great friends.
Wait, how devastated were you? I mean, you weren't like devastated. But
I wasn't
like,
devastated, but like,
how
definitely
are you
stings.
Just like?
It's stings. So I think that for me, because I don't like people easily.
Yeah.
Something about me, Laura knows this. Everyone that knows me knows this. I don't like people very often. Like you have to really like. I have to be
really
almost impressed
be
with
the
you.
One. Yeah, it's gonna
yeah,
be the
yeah, you
one.
Gotta be like someone where I can actually see myself being with for me to even start growing feelings. So when I do grow them, I'm like, oh shit, like this is cool. Like it doesn't happen to me so often. So because I had grown some feelings and he was like, oh, I see us being friends. It just like, it's like a little, oof. A little stab.
Oh, I know, honey. Listen, when Manny tells me this story, it's just because I've been out of the dating game so long. I try to put myself in his position. I really do. And like, when he tells me stories, I would have a really hard time mentally, like dealing with this stuff. Mm-hmm. I really would. Like, it would hurt my ego. Everybody has an ego, by the way. I'm not talking about I'm egotistical.
No,
every human on earth has an ego to a certain level. And it would hurt my ego. It would hurt my self-confidence. Like, you have to be really mind strong to date in this climate.
Yeah, and this economy, baby. Honey. I'm telling you, it was just like an unfortunate situation because for me, I'm not the type of person that like, if I like you and we match from a dating app, I'm not looking to be your friend.
No.
I have zero interest in being your friend. If I like you, I don't want to be friends.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be friends after because I like you. So what's the fucking point? It's just confusing me.
Yeah.
To like continuously, you're there. And I like you, like, why would I put myself in that situation? So now I'm acting in this weird spot where it's like he's texted me a couple times since and, like, you know, trying to talk to me. And I haven't really been responding because I don't, like, I'm just, like, not there.
I feel like that's fair, though, because, you know, he made his bed and decided he wanted to put you in friend zone.
Right.
And you're on a dating app. Like, you're not looking for besties.
Right.
If you were, you do. We meet new people and find great friends all the time.
All the time.
Not through a dating app. I was like, obviously, if I'm interested in you, I don't want to just jump in and be your bestie.
Exactly. And I understand that, like, things can grow from friendship. I do get that. Like, but I don't want to be friend-zoned.
And two, it's like, don't you want to like date someone that's just as interested in you and excited about you than like working on a friendship level to dating level? You know what I mean?
Well, especially when you have a lot in common. Because I think that's like the part that he like doesn't want to let go. Because I do understand like we do have a lot in common. We have a lot of the same interests and like we did get along very well. But I'm like, for me, I guess it's like you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
You can't just see me and be like, I want to be his great friend and nothing more when I'm interested in you.
Right.
That's not fair to me. It's like like my feelings are on the line as well. It's not just you.
1,000,000%.
And so I'm understanding of him, like, you know, friend zoning me. I get it. I've friend zoned many people in my time.
Yeah.
But I'm not continuously trying to be besties with them because I know I'm like that kind of stings. I get it.
Right. You know? Right.
So
right.
I'm back to kind of square root one.
Oh, Manny.
I know, dude. Honestly, and I knew I had to fill in the full fam because I was like, I feel like you guys know the tea. They know the tea.
I have recently, like, more so than ever, been like in conversation with my friends in the gay community about mm-hmm. their dating life. I would say like almost every one of my friends in gay community is going through the gigs in their single. Dating life and they're single and like it's like it's a lot and I just feel so I don't feel bad. Like I'm not like, oh, pity you, but
yeah,
you know,
poor gays.
I have sympathy. I'm like, this shit is hard because anytime, you know, you guys tell me about these situations, I'm like, well, if that happened to me, I'd be like, oh nope, I'd be so upset. I'd be crying.
No, literally. And like you also telling Laura too. So when I was in New York and I had downloaded Grindr. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm in New York. I just want to see what's around.
Welcome to New York.
Exactly. I was like, I'm in New York. I'm going to download Grindr. It's not something I have. And I've always been blocked off of it because people like would just block me, you know? So I literally just had like a blank profile. Like it was literally just like a blank profile. So I can kind of like look around and see what's going on.
I see. I see.
And so people would hit me up and be like, hey, what's up? Like, do you have a face pic? And I'll be, yeah, for sure. I'd send a face photo.
Don't say it.
And they block me.
No.
What has happened to me, I would say 3 times now where I sent a photo of my face. They block me immediately. And when I tell you, my soul drops to my hole.
Mine would.
To my lid. It falls out of my asshole. About.
Like it would make, I would have to be like so headstrong to be able to do this dating world.
No, and literally like the first time it happened to me, I was like, what the, like, wait, I got blocked.
I wouldn't sleep for a week.
I was confused. I'm like, wait, am I like hit? Like I was literally so confused. Like I was like, why?
Right.
For example, if I'm talking to someone and I'm not interested in the way that they look because I'm just not attracted to that. I'm like, oh, hey, like, I appreciate you hitting me up. Not my vibe, but, like, go you and, like, continue on. Good luck.
Yeah.
I'm gonna respond and say that. I'm not going to just, like, block immediately because I feel like there's, like, this guilt in me.
Yeah. I mean, it seems a bit freaking cold.
It's cold.
It's cold.
Bro, I'm like, you make me feel, like, trash.
But
basura.
Like, listen, whenever he told Ty this, Ty was like, well, they kind of do you a favor because if anyone is like behaving that way and like if they don't want to talk or they're not interested in someone and they just block them instead of just saying something, like why do you wouldn't want to get involved with those people anyway. So it's like almost skipping a step with them, wasting your text, wasting your time, wasting your energy.
When I tell you though, it did shake me to the core when it first happened to me.
It would shake me.
When I got blocked my first time from sending a Facebook, I about had a meltdown.
God.
I said, oh.
At some point, you have to get used to the energy that goes on in that world.
Totally. And I also like the whole peach analogy is helping me too. Like it gets me through it.
Yeah.
Because like, whenever I think about it, it's like, you know, the whole, not the analogy, where it's like more of like a saying from Dita Vautis. She goes, you know, you can be the ripest, juiciest
peach in the world.
Peach in the world, but someone will still not like peaches.
That's always helped me because anytime you try to do anything outside of your comfort zone, the reason most people don't is for fear of rejection. And some of that's a subconscious belief that people don't even know that they have. A lot of people don't know they have that.
Yeah.
It's like the risk of failing. The risk of failing is rejection.
Yes.
It's rejection meaning you weren't right and you got to try harder or try something different than what you thought you knew. And so I don't know. I feel like that quote alone has helped me through hard times, like especially in this industry where like there's so much rejection all the time
and
in this industry. Comparison, rejection. It can put you in a really nasty headspace. So like that quote has definitely been a winner for me.
It's been a winner for me too. So yeah. I really do like that. But yeah, that's my pit. So we're back to square one.
Oh, sweet mother of God.
And here we are. So obviously you guys know I'll be filling you guys in on the tea, but I'm back to square one and I just got friend zoned.
Any single hot
and
guys
I
out
want
there?
To literally scream. But here we are. That's life.
I would feel the exact same way.
What's your
so
penalty?
We are here with you. We are in this with you. I'm still marinating on my pit.
Jesus Christ.
This is the problem with pit. I feel like if I actually complain about anything, I just get, well, that's first world problems and you're not allowed to. So then I like,
Laura,
I get really in my head about the pit.
Yeah,
thing,
like
you know
don't want
I mean?
People to
it's
be
not
like,
big or bad enough, you know? So
that's not fair.
It's
you
not.
Should, that's not fair for you. Like you should be able to like this should be a safe space where we just feel like,
right?
You know, like, yo, right? Like, this is like how we're feeling personally and this is where we're coming from. I think the majority of our audience too totally gets that. Like we're speaking from our own personal experience.
Okay, Tyler reminded me, guys, that actually whenever I was in New York, so I went to New York, had just a bunch of meetings there and I had a little bit of fun. A lot of fun.
A little lot of fun. Like, a little lot of fun.
Let's be honest. So me and my manager, we took separate flights, but we both had this genius idea. We're like, let's take red eyes and sleep on the red eyes and then go to New York. And that way we get our whole Monday in LA to work. And then that Tuesday, we're like, not get the greatest sleep. We get like 5 hours of sleep and then we can just do meetings and crash that night.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. That's genius, literally down. I also haven't taken a red eye in a long time. So I got on the red eye and I couldn't sleep. And then I think I slept like that dozy airplane sleep.
It's not real sleep.
You're not actually
plane sleep
asleep.
Is not
like
real
someone
to me.
Could walk up to you and be like, yes. You know what I mean? You're not like really asleep, but you're like, so I think I like dozed hardcore for 2 hours mm-hmm. on that plane. And then when I landed, same thing with my manager. My manager said she didn't sleep not one time.
Really? Even dozed?
No. So we literally were like, well, gotta get ready for the first meeting when we got there. So we literally did so many meetings. And then we were both like at lunchtime there. We were like delusional. Like we were struggling. So I'm like, let's get a drink. Let's get a drink.
Yes.
Because either we're going down or this is going to bring us up. Uh-huh. Okay. Because we're having a hard time. And plus my next meeting was at a Mexican restaurant. So I was like, I'm just going to get a margarita. And we're going to try to get some energy flowing through us. Because we got to be on for these meetings, you know? So she's like, okay, cool. I'll get one too. And I was like, great. So then it worked. Like mm-hmm. we were literally like thriving. As soon as we had that, we were like, huh, recharged. Like, okay.
Yes.
It gave us a little boost, meaning it's going to make us more tired later, but whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I like got a second margarita. I got a second margarita. Who needs two margaritas in a meeting in New York? I don't know. Me?
You. So you're coming from LA.
I'm coming from LA. I'm sleep deprived. I'm like, mm-hmm. let me get a second margarita. So I pick up the glass and it's like, I would say about 3 to 4 inches off the table. Mm-hmm. And the condensation on it was wet. And I did pick it up with only 3 fingers. I remember I grabbed it like this and
like
it just.
Like a chicken claw.
Yes, like a chicken claw, just mm-hmm. snatching it up. And it slipped out of my hand and somehow from like 3 inches up the table, hits the table. Literally, the fucking glass explodes into a million pieces. And then the biggest piece hits the floor and shoots all the way across the restaurant. Just like the biggest scene you've ever seen from one little margarita cup.
Uh-huh.
The first thing I said is, I'm not drunk.
I swear, it's the condensation.
It was the condensation. So then the people we were in a meeting with were so cool. They even laughed. They were like, oh my God, no. We saw it like fell from like 2 feet and like exploded.
Yeah,
we were talked about
inches.
It. 2 inches. I mean,
yeah,
two feet.
You're like,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Literally from like here to the table and just like blew up. So we jump back into the meeting and I look down at the table and I like see a little puddle of blood on the table. And I'm like, why is there blood on the table? I know there was broken glass, but why is there blood? So I look over and the girl that we're in the meeting with, not my manager, the other girl, her elbow has blood all over it. Somehow the freaking glass shot across the table and sliced her elbow open. And I'm just like,
why
hi,
me?
I'm Laura.
So nice to
meet
you.
Let me get you some bandages. Which, by the way, she was like, it's a nick. Like, she was like,
it's fine.
I was like, well, that's a bloody nick. Like,
I mean, that's a...
I'm like, why is it this dramatic? The blood is everywhere. So, very embarrassing. It's hard
that's
to embarrass
pit,
me,
say,
but like, that shit embarrassed me. I was so embarrassed. I was like, this is so unprofessional.
Oh my God. And then I wish that you would have gotten up and just fallen. Just a really...
That's all we needed.
Just the like...
They would have been like,
is she okay? We were talking about the other day and Laura falling in random spots.
We were going through all the different times I've fallen with Manny.
All the scenarios.
And all the scenarios that led me to falling. And they're all so bad. Like, so stupid.
No, the best one was when we were here and Lauren and Jeremy were going to come to the podcast and we're outside and Laura's like, okay, this is how I'm going to run when I'm doing the TikTok. And she's like this, I'm going to pretend I'm falling.
I fell for 30 minutes.
No, literally.
In the parking lot.
Like, she's like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
The like, sound. I just kept going arms and legs everywhere. It was like a running
it
fall.
It was a flail.
Imagine a running fall. Like, it just keeps falling.
And then, she fell for about 10 minutes.
And then they pull up in the parking lot, and I am laid out. And they're like, oh, my God, who are these idiots?
These teenagers
yeah,
here.
Yeah, they're like these stupid teenagers playing in the parking lot. And it was me and Manny. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
because Laura was like, oh, that was so fucking
God.
Good. That's like one of my favorite memories we have.
Let me tell you, if you go out with me or hang out with me, there will always be a form of chaos involved in that.
Always.
It will never just be a normal outing. Like, there's going to be some form of idiocracy.
You're going to slice someone's elbow.
Elbow, break glasses, trip and fall, break an ankle.
I've been with Laura many times where she's fallen. I would say at least 5, I would say now at this point.
Do you remember in Paris?
Yes.
When I went down.
On the wood.
And almost fell into the water.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
in Hawaii.
In front of like
down
30.
The hill.
Oh, Hawaii. I rode down the couldn't sit for like 3 days because my ass was scraped to pieces.
No, it's like Laura's been through some shit.
I'm a faller.
The wind in Coachella.
The wind in Coachella. The wind.
Riding the wind.
The wind cut off as soon as I started. I was like, look, Manny, the wind's so crazy. Strong and crazy. I could like lean forward and like I...
As
soon as I leaned forward, the wind, like, God was like, and it just collapsed to the ground.
That made me hot from laughter.
That's just off the top of our heads. We haven't even marinated.
No, we haven't even deep dived. That's literally just like ones I know immediately.
I am a faller.
Yeah, absolutely. But like, it makes you.
It does.
A little clumsy.
It's very on brand for me.
Clumsy girly.
You know?
Oh, it sure is. Okay, guys, so let's go into our peaks.
Hey.
Our peaks. Okay, so you know what? So to counterbalance the shitty boy troubles I've had, I ended up going out to the club. I went out with some of my gay friends. There was literally like six of us, almost, I think maybe seven. There's a bunch of us that went out and we're like, let's just like go out and like have a fun gay night and just like,
I love that.
Frolic. I'm not the type of person that wears crop tops, by the way. Like, this is.
I saw a picture Daniel posted. Was it a crop top?
It was. So, like, what I ended up doing was I ended up, like, taking the belt off and, like, just, like, putting my pants on, like, normally. And there was, like, this much, like, between. So, not, like, hella crop, but it was, like, my.
I'm impressed.
My skin was showing at all times.
Uh-oh.
Like, this much.
Yeah, I don't wear crop tops either.
I was, like,
I'm just kidding. That's, like, my uniform.
But I'm just, like, I get, like, self-conscious, right? So, I'm, like, no, I'm not doing that. So, I was, like, you know what? Gabriel ended up convincing me. He was, like, bitch, just, like, take the belt off and, like, let the pants ride, like, lower and not be, like, a high-waisted. So, I was, like, okay, fine. Like, I'll do it. Even though I was so nervous.
Ooh.
I will say I got a lot of attention from that crop top. See,
good for you for getting out of your comfort zone. Look at Gabby.
Because Gabriel literally was, like, he's, like, listen, like, you might feel bloated, but no one knows you're bloated. They just think that's who you are.
Oh, great.
I'm like, great, so I'm a fucking balloon? But he was like, no, he's like, just think of it this way. He's like, when people are looking at it, they're just thinking like, oh, he's attractive. They're not thinking like, oh my God, look, he's bloated.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking he's bloated.
No one on earth, you've never looked at anyone on earth and be like, oh, they must bloated, be bloated.
For sure.
Yeah, no
definitely
way.
Bloated. And like, it's like, I'm thinking that, so I'm like, I'm insecure about being bloated, right? So I will say I got felt up like 3 times.
Wow.
And like, listen, I'm usually not into like feeling me up or like any kind of like thing like that. But because I was already kind of feeling unwanted in a way, I almost like welcomed it. Like, I didn't mind someone like kind of like,
that's right, dude.
Yeah, I didn't even mind someone like, even though I wasn't interested, like I would never like continue on. I was like, oh, like, thanks. But I didn't like talk to them because I wasn't interested in any of the guys, but they completely filled me up, all that stuff. But it was like almost nice to feel wanted in a way.
Yeah.
So I like didn't mind.
That's
even like
cool.
The catcalling or like the guys like were calling me. He's like, oh, I love your shirt. Like all this kind of stuff. And I actually ended up making out with someone. Yeah. So I ended up making out with someone on the dance floor.
Just for fun or to talk to?
So we actually are mutuals on TikTok.
Interesting.
From like forever ago, but he doesn't live in LA.
Okay.
So he was visiting this weekend. I saw him. I was like, oh my God, hey, you. And like we were just like talking, chatting. And I can't believe I did this. I'm going to tell you this part. I literally was like looking at him and I was like, you're cuter in person. And he's like, oh, thanks. Like, you too. And I was like, so then he's like, oh, thanks. Like, I'm here with my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, okay. So and I was like, oh, if you didn't have a boyfriend, I'd like want to make out with you.
Wow.
And so he's like, okay, then let's make out. And so we start making out. The boyfriend walks in and like hugs. He's like, hey. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Obviously not knowing that he did that because they're in an open relationship. Like, it was so like not.
It was cool.
Anything. It was like totally fine. Like, I was totally cool with it. But I was just like, this is very random.
That's good.
It was very random, but I was like, at least like I, in a way, put myself out there like that.
Yeah, totally.
And of course, like the gays are all watching me and they get over there and they're like, ah! And
isn't
I'm like.
Isn't that the best though when you're friends?
I was like.
You have to love it when your friends like
I was blushing
hype you up.
Hella.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And I was like, almost like embarrassed, but like also like kind of like, yeah. I fucking made out with someone.
Did Gabby see you?
Oh yeah.
Danny?
Did Danny see me? I think he did.
Yeah.
I know like my friend Z saw it. Anthony, Gabriel for sure. Maybe Daniel did. I'm not sure, but a couple of them did see and they like looked at me and I was like,
ew.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
So that was the fun part of my.
And it was so fun.
I was like, see,
huh?
Like I'm desirable.
Honey, you're out there. You're out there. Wow. Don't you quiver that lip. Don't you quiver that lip. You stop.
You're right. But yeah, I will say it was fun. I told Laura, like, we're definitely going to be going out soon.
We have a date in the calendar.
You guys, so this is the thing about being an adult. Let's have that conversation.
Let's go ahead and deep dive.
Me and Laura are like, okay, so like, let's go out. Like, we want to go hang out with like the girlies, like the whole thing. We're like, when does this work? I leave this weekend.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I leave next weekend. I'm like, okay. So then in 3 weeks,
we
want to
go
Friday,
out on the weekend too. Yeah, so the clubs are like popping.
Yes, and it's fun. So we're like, okay, in 3 weeks, we're putting on the calendar that we're going out. Mm-hmm. And it's just so funny. Like, that's like kind of what being an adult is.
And we text the group. We're like,
we're going out in 3 weeks.
Okay. Yeah.
In the group text. And they're like, yes.
And they're all like, what's going
Why
on?
Why in 3 weeks?
And we both are like, well, we're busy until then.
We are busy people,
the
but we can make it happen.
Until then, yes. But we will be going out.
In 3 weeks. So we'll fill you in.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
What was my, I'm doing my peak.
Peak time.
It's peak time. Okay, my peak this week is really good news. So Nudie Patootie is my clothing boutique, if you guys don't know, and that's spelled N-U-D-I-E, Patootie.
Mm-hmm.
So we went down this spring, like we had to take the website down because we are re-zhizhing some things. I'm gonna have a video come out to fully give you the full experience.
The full experience
and to like deeply tell you guys like what's going on with every detail that I possibly can and like why we're changing things up. So we're changing things up. We've been offline for a long time. I've gotten flooded with DMs, as I should have. Thank you guys.
100%.
Thank you guys for the support. Been like, girl, we need some cute clothes. Like, when is it coming back? And the thing is, we had to like reorder everything. So everything's just been on like a timeline of when it comes in so we can get things back up and running. So August, we're coming back. We're coming back
period.
Next month. I finally,
like, for real.
Yes, we're waiting on like two more things to come in. It's like guaranteed that they're going to come in August. So we should be set, ready to go. I don't have a date yet. I am thinking the second or third week of August. Nitty Patootie will be back. So make sure you're following us on Instagram at Nitty Patootie. Mm-hmm. And we'll have updates. Obviously, I'll update you guys too on my end of things. But
and on her YouTube channel.
On my YouTube channel, everything.
Which we link down below always.
Yes. So I'm super excited for it. I've felt just like so anxious about like it being gone, because mm-hmm. it's hard when you have a brand and you just like take it away for so long.
Absolutely. You can it's almost like
relaunch it. Yeah,
yeah. Like, what do you do? You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that I've kind of been like, what the fuck? And like having, obviously anything gives, you know, anyone anxiety, but like this is like making me like a little anxious about like, how quick can I get it back? You know,
of course, because it's in months though. It's like you want to, a long time. You want it to come back, but you want it to come back great.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want it to just be like, okay, like, mm-hmm. like you're doing, like, that's the cool thing about Laura just in general is that, like, you mm-hmm. always will, like, put your best foot forward and wait till Thank it's, like, you. Amazing. And then you're striking when the iron's hot.
Right. Right. Exactly. So that's my peak. We're finally getting there. We're, like, at the cusp of coming back.
Yes.
I have a shoot in August to get some new stuff. Our site's going to be more full than ever. I'm one of the models. Manny's one of the models. He's modeling our crop tops.
I'm a model. Only an inch above my waist, though. Not multiple.
Don't get crazy. Don't get crazy. You get
two max.
Yes. So
I love it. I'm so excited for it to come back.
Yeah.
I've already seen stuff. And I'm very excited about the one specific thing.
There's one thing Manny's got his eye on.
Which I'm like, I'm going to need multiple,
And I know
obviously.
You guys are going to be excited about.
Because you know, I literally, like, that's my thing.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That's my thing. That's so I can't wait thing. For it to be my thing with your things.
Yay.
We're thinging.
We're thinking.
That's been it for the peaks and the pits.
Yes. So we're ready to jump into the tea.
Tea time.
Tea time. Okay, first on our agenda, we have Miss Kylie Jenner in her private jet taking 12-minute flights weekly.
Only 3 minutes?
Well,
in the air.
3 minutes in the air, like total flight time, I guess. Landing yes. and takeoff, 12 minutes, I don't know. So, like, literally using it as a taxi.
Essentially.
Using her private jet as an Uber, obviously that releases a ton of CO2 into the air. Horrible for the environment. Just insane. Like, you could totally take an Uber. Like, it's just madness.
I saw people calling her a climate criminal.
Yeah.
That was literally, like, trending for days. She was, like, a climate criminal. You know, I have to say, like, this thing I am, like, really disappointed in.
Me too.
This is one. And, like, honestly, a lot of times I will be like, you guys are just going hard on Kylie. You guys are just going hard on Kim. Like, sometimes I just feel like people go hard on them because it's them.
I feel that.
But then this is a situation where I'm like, you know what? I think that they gotta know.
It's time.
Like, I think it's to, like, they need to know, like that it's check. Not okay. Yeah. And, like, a check-in point. You know what I mean?
I, like, totally feel that. And here's, like, my statement on that. Kylie Jenner got caught doing that. And she got caught doing that because of how relevant she is and how the media follows her of every move, because a story on her gets a lot of views. But just don't be naive enough to think that Kylie Jenner is the only one doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure anyone with a private jet has done this or has done this multiple times or will do this multiple times. So I think this, like, dips into, like, the laws we have on just the ridiculous usage of private jets. Meanwhile, you know, we're making everyone use paper straw and pretending that is a solution something. To, like, basically shut people up who care about the crisis in the climate. Mm-hmm. And then you have areas where it's just, like, insanity, such as private jets and people being able to use them in that way. So I think, like, this situation really boils down to, like, our society and, like, what we're voting for.
And, like, laws, like, against
it's, it. It does. Like, that's what this boils down to.
I think a lot of people, too, I had saw this thing that those things, like, why is there not, like, a super tax imposed
yes!
onto people who own private jets? And, like, not only is there not a super tax on it, they can actually use it to write, they can use a private jet to write off.
So they're, like, saving money so on their taxes money. With these jets. Her jet is $70 million, guys. Her jet is $70 million. She's using it like a taxi. Again, she is not the only person doing this. She's the only one caught doing it. And that's mm-hmm. because of her relevancy. Thank you, Tyler. Tyler was straightening my camera.
Period.
It's because of her relevancy. But let's not let that distract us from the fact that she ain't the only one. And let's keep that same energy for everyone else. And if we did that, then maybe we could make a change on this.
I completely agree. And, you know, I was seeing this one thing that kind of really bummed me out. I had saw this article that actually reposted, and it was about how teachers are only allowed to write off $250 worth of supplies
that they buy themselves.
They buy themselves
for the classroom.
For the class. And I got so many DMs from teachers that are like, yo, I've literally spent thousands a year on class supplies for my kids.
Yeah.
And only get a write off $250. Whereas you see Kylie and these big billionaires, you know, in these capacities, getting to write off the entire private jet that they're flying.
A $70 million jet, guys. And then
that's why it's like, I understand that Kylie's gonna get write offs. Like, I get it. She's gonna have write offs. Everyone, like, I'm not dumb to know, like, I'm not naive. Like, I know that people are gonna use things to write off for sure. But the fact that teachers can only write $250 worth off of, like,
it's like when you deep dive.
It's like, are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, it's like when you deep dive, it's like, what's going on? Things get really hairy and crooked.
Yeah, it gets really crooked. And it's like, obviously, it's like those big bucks. And it's like those people that are billionaires that are using private jets every single week are obviously putting money into people's pockets that are literally, you know, wanting this elitist society mentality in some weird way, I think.
Yeah. And in like LA County, speaking of school systems, like in LA County alone, like schools get a fraction of like the neighborhood zoning's taxes. Mm-hmm. So let's compare a school in Beverly Hills to a school, you know, more so on the outskirts. Mm-hmm. The Beverly Hills schools are always going to have the better resources, you know, the better equipment and better everything.
Just because they have more of the located.
Because of where they're located. And it's like, in my opinion, shouldn't we take the whole county's money and spread it evenly through the school system?
The whole
county. Every child, regardless of what neighborhood or where you live, gets an even, more even at least, better chance at an education.
100%.
These are major topics, guys.
Yeah, and
it stems from Kylie Jenner flying a jet.
It does it, but it's like things like this really do like kind of open your eyes when you see it. Cause like, to be honest, like, I didn't realize that she was taking like four times a week.
I had no idea.
I didn't know that it was going on. And I think that it's like,
I didn't know anyone
shit.
Would do that, but I guess that's just me being naive.
No, of course not. But it's like, they have this money, they're going to spend it, and if they want to deal with inconvenience, they can do that. So it's like, that's their life. They're living it the way they want to do. But like, when you think about it in like a different picture where it's like, well, then what about everyone else?
Yeah.
That's why people are so upset. It's like, not me literally, you know, using paper straws.
And like having to
and doing like nickel and diming like climate things where it's like, there's literally people someone on a jet.
It's like, if you stop this one person from doing this alone, like the bigger, so much of a bigger dent would be put into action for what's going on versus all of us doing like the little things.
Totally.
It's like, if you could stop one person from using their jet like a taxi, you could literally really change the world.
Oh yeah. And you know, but the thing, a lot of people don't even think that climate change is real.
Well,
so there's that as well. But you know, I mean, at the end of the day, the atmosphere itself, baby, that ozone layer is getting chipped away.
Yeah.
And our ozone layer is literally a force field.
Yeah.
Like, when you think about it, it's literally a force field around the earth that protects us.
Yeah.
From different things.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, with that, you know, the CO2 and the methane, all these things chipping away at it, it's like, baby, what's gonna happen when that force field's gone? Those sun rays, they're going to be hitting way different, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And they're already starting.
Well, that's that. And that's our news report for today. Now we got some like more sillier situations
I will see like the pink sauce thing is a little like.
It's
getting bigger.
It's growing.
It's grown way more. Have you guys seen the pink sauce situation on TikTok?
There's a TikToker who came out with a...
What's her name?
I have her name written down here on my piece of paper.
Period.
Carly, and it's P-I-I. So I don't want to mispronounce the last part, but Carly, P-I-I, she created the pink sauce. She is a TikToker, and it's $20, which there was a lot of, you know, frustration with that. Because they're like, it's a sauce. It's like $2, $3 at Walmart. But she's like, dude, I'm a small business. I just created that.
Right.
That's the cost of that. So I get her on that. If you guys are wondering what it tastes like, she said, or it's been said, including from her, that it tastes like a sweet seasoned ranch, which actually sounds really good to me.
Sounds fucking delicious. I love ranch.
Wait, I wish we had it here because I promise you I'd try it right now.
Laura.
I would. I would. I'm interested.
That's scary.
I'm in shit. However, I will say, I read an article online before we filmed this, and it was talking about how a lot of people have complained and the inconsistency of color that's coming out of the product. But I will say, any mustard, ketchup, mayo you have, like, it separates.
Totally.
Any
but
type
also,
of sauce,
like
you gotta shake it.
The consistency has changed too, though.
Okay.
So, like, a lot of people were getting really, really thin, liquidy consistency, and a lot of people were getting chunkier, thicker consistencies.
Okay.
So, I think people are complaining about, one, the consistency in this pink sauce. Mm. So, like, obviously, like, at the end of the day, you're literally buying a pink sauce from a stranger on the internet to eat.
That's what Manny literally was like. you're buying sauce from somebody you don't know, or it's like not
know nothing about. Yeah. By the way, know nothing yeah. about. It's a small business, yes, but like at the end of the day, you're getting a pink sauce that's like, this is not FDA regulated. Like you're consuming it in your body. This isn't like you're swatching it on your arm, baby. You're eating it. Like that's a big difference, you know. And so, a lot of people and so she did a live.
Carly?
This girl, yes, she did a live.
All right.
And she goes, she's like, why? I don't know why everyone's bringing up the FDA. These aren't like hard drugs.
In the ingredients?
No, okay. Just in general. Like that it's not like, she's like, it's not like, it's like those are drugs and they need to be regulated.
It's Food Administration. Food and Drug. Food and Drug. That's
the. But that's what a lot of people are just like kind of cracky about. It's like stands for food.
It's the food.
And FDA. So she's like, I don't know why people are bringing this up. This isn't drugs. And it's like,
This is what I hate about it. I hate that she created something that is turned out to be like viral successful.
Totally.
But she's also catching just as much as crap for it. Also, were you telling me that someone got sick off of it because they had milk in it and they were allergic to milk?
Well, I saw this thing where there was like this girl and she's like, don't be eating that pink sauce. I'm literally in the hospital right now.
Hospital?
Yeah, she literally was like in a bed and she's like showing it. She's like, yo, like I had the pink sauce. So a lot of people are saying that like-
I had the pink sauce.
So people seeing that in the ingredient tank, there's milk, but it's not like people, like she hasn't said like, oh, it has milk in it. So a lot of people don't even know that there's milk. So obviously like when you like, open milk, it has to be refrigerated.
But if
like,
you're that allergic to milk, it needs to be refrigerated?
I think that when you break that seal.
Oh,
milk
of course.
Does, I think, have to be refrigerated.
Any sauce that I break the seal goes in the fridge.
Goes in the fridge. So I think if people aren't doing that and you aren't like really educated on what the product. I think that's like where the issues are arising, where it's like, you actually don't really know anything about it.
She ate it after it was left out.
I think so, yeah. And also, mind you, like if you're getting it, like let's say, so I think this person's in Florida, right? So imagine them sending it from Florida to California, that heat all the way through, that it's like, how could it not go bad if it has milk in it?
So will you try the pink sauce?
Fuck no.
Manny, try the pink sauce with a fry.
If we do a YouTube video.
A McDonald's fry.
Eat it or truth or eat it. We'll do the pink sauce.
Oh, my.
And I will be telling the truth on whatever question you ask me during the pink sauce. Yeah. The thing is, like, I actually think it looks really cool, and I'm so intrigued by it. Like, I would love to eat a pink sauce. It seems so cool.
Was the Barbie movie what inspired this? What inspired the pink sauce?
I have no idea. I don't really know much about her.
She has a food channel? We don't know.
We don't know enough about it to... We just know about the virality of the pink sauce. It's been trending for days on Twitter, actually.
Oh.
Days.
See,
so,
this is why it's like hard whenever you create.
Also, things. So the problem is too. So you know how you get an ingredient deck and then you get like the nutritional label? Things were misspelled in the nutritional label.
Oh no!
The tablespoon ratio for like how much is in the product is wrong. Like the calories per thing is wrong. Like there's a lot of things that are incorrect. No. And like people are just kind of like, okay, like we get that you're a small business, but like it's almost like you're being completely, you don't even care.
Yeah.
Like you have to, if you're going to like do something like this, like you should probably really, you know, cross your T's and dot your I's.
Especially with food.
With food.
Yeah, it's like pretty major.
So a lot of people think that like the FDA is fully going to shut her down and it's going to be like some full issue. Yeah.
Holy
that's what I'm seeing everywhere.
Holy.
So I'm really intrigued to see what could go down. I'm like, also, I'm thinking like, how could she even get in trouble? You're literally just buying from her small store.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know how that would even work.
What were you going to? Oh, I'm looking at her channel now and it's all about the pink sauce, which makes a lot of sense. Of course. But I think she had a TikTok where she would try food.
Okay.
And like try stuff. So it was kind of like a foodie. TikTok. Yeah.
Okay. So it makes sense like with her audience that she ended up creating this pink sauce.
You think that's where it was inspired? I don't know. Yeah. Like it was trying food. Looks like it. So.
I mean, I guess like at the end of the day too, like when you make a cake, it's never gonna be the same exact cake twice.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's gonna be like a little crumb of something off or a little bit of sugar off here, a little bit of salt off here. Like things will always be off. But when you have a completely different like color discrepancy where it's like you have bright pink and then you have muted Pepto-Bismol pink.
Yeah. It's like there's the sauces are pretty far off there.
Yeah. There's like a bigger issue there. And it's like, honestly, if y'all are buying pink sauce from the internet.
That's literally what Manny looked at me. He said, they bought pink sauce.
They bought
off the internet.
Pink
ranch. It's been out for like not that long.
And just to eat that. I'm like, and you have like you don't know anything about her.
Why do I feel like I'm the idiot that would buy it? And then it comes comes over. Yeah. You bought pink sauce from the internet. Yeah.
This makes a lot of sense.
It does.
I think that if there was more information about it and there was more like things, you know, if she's had this for a year and it's like, you know, things like that makes a lot more sense to me. It's been tested and there's like not this crazy discrepancy for sure.
Yeah. It's
but there is. So that's what makes me like kind of like. It makes me apprehensive. I'm also like very weird like about like sauces and like if I don't like the sauce,
what's
I'm like
freak
out.
What's your favorite condiment?
Probably ranch.
I didn't even think about ranch, but.
Hey, ranch is a condiment, right?
Definitely. But I was just like thinking of those super basics. My favorite's mustard. I'm a mustard fanatic.
You're joking.
No, it's my all-time favorite. I love mustard.
Will you eat like a spoonful of mustard only?
No, because we did that with Jacqueline. That was jarring
to
me.
Yeah,
and
that was trauma.
I hate Dijon mustard.
Oh, it's Dijon.
I hate Dijon, but regular mustard
spicy,
I
right?
like, but it's like intense. When you take a spoonful, I remember it like burning my
tongue. It burned.
But I love it. Like, I love mustard.
I like to mix like a bunch of ketchup with like a little mustard.
Do you?
Like where it's like, let's say like 3/4
That's
ketchup, 1/4 mustard.
Why would you do that? That's interesting. To get a dab.
A dribble. Just a dribble.
Do you ever mix ketchup, mustard, and mayo together?
Yes. It's like the orange sauce.
Yeah. My mom always did that growing up and she'd put like salt
so
in
dad.
It. Oh, it
my dad literally
so
called it his secret
good.
Sauce.
I would die.
When we were
like,
younger.
We're like, baby.
No, we believed it. I was like, dad, you make some of your secret
it's so
sauce.
Good.
When I'm literally 10 years old, thinking that he's like a chef genius. Oh. And I get older and he's like, I literally mix
ketchup, mustard, mayo.
Yeah. And like, it was just like an orange sauce. And I was like,
it's so good. It's like one of my favorite things.
Hoodwinked.
Whenever in Bewitched. The South, I don't know if people do this in other areas, but in the South, you'd get the lamb legs, like, scoop of butter and mm-hmm. then you put it in your syrup and you would beat it until you have like almost like a whippy syrupy paste and you dip your homemade
really
biscuits
good.
In it.
I've never
Lord
had that before, I will say.
Have mercy.
Never had that.
That takes
I want that.
Me. I'll make it for you, but I can't make
can
the
you?
Homemade biscuits, but I can make the syrup mixture.
Let's get a biscuit from like you know the biscuits that are in the cans that you like and they crack open.
Ty wants to tell me something.
Oh,
are you guys listening? Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, so I was just doing a little research. I was curious about the pink sauce and like what is required by the what is required to be under the FDA's regulation. So I looked it up and it says the FDA regulates all food and food ingredients introduced into or offered for sale in interstate commerce.
What's that mean?
So not,
that means
so in a
basically
store, like Ralph's.
if she's from Florida and she sells just in Florida, she's fine. But if she starts selling from state to state to state, her product has to be regulated by the FDA.
Oh, yeah. So she can get like fucked up.
Yeah.
Like she's about to get wrecked essentially.
Right, exactly.
With it blowing up like this, like come on.
Yeah, and you know she's not selling obviously just in Florida. Like you could probably order it to your house right now.
You can.
So.
Oh no.
So her stuff has to be regulated by the FDA.
And is it in the process of getting regulated?
Oh, I don't, I mean.
Who knows?
I was just reading specifically
what
about the
rules
FDA.
Are.
Yeah.
So
I know nothing about the food industry as far as making
either.
Food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all
I can't even cook.
You.
Well, there you have it.
I'm going to go get napkins for Manny's mess.
Thank you so Tyler, I love you. I love you. I
wow.
love you. Okay, so that makes a lot more sense. I thought that if you would like have to be in a store to be regulated by FDA for some reason.
I didn't know anything about the food industry. I'm just like not educated on the manufacturing of food.
We're just living. Actually.
I did read the book Skinny Bitch and it scarred me for life. So
I don't know what that is.
It's my trauma. It stays in the back of my mind. It just breaks down what the FDA does and doesn't do and like what's really in the food industry.
I just said, is it a cookbook?
Yeah. Yeah. It is a cookbook to the cookbook of the US is like.
Bullshit.
Yes, essentially with the food industry, it's terrifying. And that book came out a really long time ago, so God only knows what's
it's
going on
now.
It's
probably gotten
worse. Yeah, it's way
or
worse.
Or better.
Now,
it's gotten
sure.
more regulated.
You know.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Next topic, Miss JoJo Siwa calling out Candace Cameron.
She's coming out.
Tell them who Candace Cameron is.
So Candace is actually one of the castmates in Full House. She's like one of the sisters. And
who does she play? It was, I don't know.
That's a good question.
I'll marinate on that one.
Go look. So what happened was, they had, obviously Full House was a really, really popular show back in the day. It came back, I believe, to Netflix. Mm-hmm. And I think she was like the only person that came back to it.
Got it.
Was her.
So that's like, got it.
Mm-hmm. So she's like, that's like her claim to fame was that, you know?
Yeah.
So JoJo Siwa, who I just fucking love, honestly. She did like that TikTok trend where it's like, name a celebrity who's rude to you, and you like flash your phone and you show it off really quickly. Name your celebrity crush and you do like a little flash. But people saved it, screenshot it, zoomed in, did the whole thing, and that it was actually ended up being Candace Cameron, who was like the rudest celebrity that she had ever met. But there was no context.
She plays DJ Turner, by the way.
DJ
Turner on Full House. But there was no context. Like, it was just like within like a tag on TikTok that she did it.
Yes, it was just like a quick little like, ha, ha.
It kind of like blew up just because they're two celebrities. And like anytime one celebrity shades another, mm-hmm. it kind of like, huh. Blows up.
Well, specifically, like, JoJo is so like seen right now. She's so like,
she is
visible to the public eye. And, you know, especially her coming out, like, there's been so much press and visibility on her. And she's so like, you know, adored and loved by so many people. So when people like, when you shade JoJo, or you like, if she says like, oh, this person was mean to me, it's like, what the fuck?
A big deal.
Like, you're JoJo. Deal. Like, why would someone be mean to you? So it's kind of like that thing that's going on with it.
That makes
it.
Sense.
But I'm so
it's
curious.
It's like been trending, but there's no context. So I feel like We can't speculate
I'm just curious about it.
Because there's no telling what it was. And like, we could say one thing and it could be something completely different that happened.
Would you ever do that trend?
I haven't even seen the trend.
It's honestly like, I really want to do it.
Who are you going to say if you're a rude celebrity? Go ahead and let us all know.
I'm trying to think of like who it was. Like, but honestly, like, I've been so lucky and blessed to not have really had any rude, like.
Like nothing horrific.
Nothing horrific. Nothing really rude, especially like.
No one was like straight up like, fuck off.
No, no one's been super rude to me. Kind of dismissive, but not like rude
like
to
what
me.
Happened to Snooki with Khloe Kardashian. That would be trauma.
Dismissive.
That would be trauma.
Exactly. It's literally that. I've had way more better, good experiences with celebrities than I've had with bad.
Me too.
But so I don't really know who I would do in my little like reveal. I know who you would do.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know who I would do. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm marinating on that one.
there's, you have multiple though.
I do.
So
I do.
I actually have. I can think of three.
Yeah.
That you could do.
Yeah.
Maybe I should reveal Laura's. I'll do the script.
I'm like, sure.
But doing Laura's.
Sure. Sure.
But yeah, so that's kind of like one of the things going on right now, which I think is kind of shooky.
All right. Well, as we said, these are going to be rapid fire. Next on our agenda, Keke Palmer is being compared to Zendaya with her career and her work. And
it was honestly really wild when I saw this kind of going on because so what happened was like a lot of people, there was like this post that was like comparing Keke Palmer's career to Zendaya's career. And they're like, well, why isn't Keke as popular as Zendaya is?
Because her career's so big.
And it's so similar. So it's like the trajectory was so like child star who can also sing.
Yeah.
Who can, you know, just do it all acting, like just amazing. And so it's like, why isn't Keke essentially as popular as Zendaya?
Yeah.
And it became this like really big topic of conversation.
Yeah.
And Keke ended up like kind of responding to it.
Keke popped off.
She popped the fuck off. I'm going to read it.
And it was received really well. I think we should read it. And while Manny's looking that up, I'll say this.
I'm reading it.
Like, I hate that any article, anyone is comparing the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. I think they're too, I feel like people get compared all the time within their industries, as yes. I was telling you.
Like, and like their own like
genres, similarities mm-hmm. and like artists get compared. And
like it's two just, gay makeup artists get compared.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we should not be doing that at all, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Like, it's like, what's the point?
What's the point? Like, what are we getting at? What are we getting at here?
Like, when they're completely different, like it's a different scenario.
Yes. Everyone's journey is so different. No matter how similar they may look on the outside, everyone's journey is so different in what they did to get there. And mm-hmm. like, everything about it. So it's like, what is the point in comparing? Where, why?
And I think that they were like trying to defend Kiki in a weird way. Like they were like trying to prop her up to be like, yo, like why isn't she as big mm-hmm. as Zendaya when Zendaya is like, you know, this, you know.
But like whenever that article comes out about you and they're like, why aren't you as famous?
Oh, it's like that's a fucking.
That's a great article.
Like,
you know?
That's a horrible thing to say. Exactly. Like, no one wants to fucking read that. Like, I don't. I've been in articles like that are like comparing me to fellow creators who are bigger than me, and I'm like, why am I even in this? Like, I shouldn't even be compared to them.
You don't want that. That's you don't want to be. Yeah. So like, it's not cool. I totally get where she's coming from.
So this is her statement. So Kiki ended up saying, "A great example of colorism is to believe I can be compared to anyone. I'm the youngest talk show host ever.
Boom.
The first black woman to star in her own show on Nickelodeon.
Hey.
And the youngest and first black Cinderella on Broadway. I'm an incomparable talent, baby. This is Kiki Palmer. I've been a leading lady since I was 11 years old. I have over 100 credits and currently starring in an original screenplay that's the number one film at the box office. Nope. I've had a blessed career thus far. I couldn't ask for more, but God continues to surprise me."
And God will continue to surprise her.
Sure will.
Sure will. And you know, it like takes a really strong woman to be able to like shut that shit down real quick. Real quick, honey.
So, and I couldn't agree more with her, to be honest. She's an incomparable talent. She is.
So it's like, why aren't we comparing the two? And Zendaya obviously has a list of amazing things that she's done. Zendaya amazing didn't ask accolades. To be compared either. She's like chilling over here. Yeah. Like, why am I being compared?
She has hella accolades as well. But like, mm-hmm. again, at the end of the day, like, I actually just met Kiki at Coachella too. I think that's so why I felt even like more strong. Because mm-hmm. like when I, and like, because she didn't have to take a photo with me. I was just like, hey, like, I don't want to be bothered, but can I take a photo with you? Because she was right next to me.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, like, let's take one really quickly. Like, all good. So sweet, so chill, so kind. And, you know, seeing this, I'm like, I'm just so glad to see that she just like essentially shut the shit down. So the first, I'll be like, baby, there's no reason to even compare anyone because I'm not comparable.
I think they're two amazing, powerful women mm-hmm. in our industry, and I think like they lead the way for like our generation mm-hmm. and like the generation under us. So there's nothing to compare. Like they're their own separate people, you know,
exactly.
doing their own things
on their own journeys,
and they're both doing very well at
exactly.
it.
Exactly,
so that's a media thing, you know.
It's very much a media thing to compare. And you know what's crazy though is like it became a discussion like on Twitter, but it wasn't even like really the media doing it was like someone quote tweeted and then that tweet blew up and then it became like this comprehension like, oh well, like let's compare them to like why like they're da 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 da, and it's like, what's the point mm-hmm. of even doing that in the first place? Like, that's
100% not cool. 100% mm-hmm. All right, well, we are moving on to our next Twitter war with Trixie Mattel and Kim Chi.
You guys if you're a Drag Race fan, y'all saw some of this tea. Saw some of this tea. It was like Trixie Mattel versus Kim Chi, both Chicago queens, both on RuPaul's Drag Race. I am good friends with Trixie, aka Brian. Love.
We're flexing today.
No, I honestly like love Brian. He's amazing. Truly amazing.
So funny.
But there was a tweet that had happened.
No.
So Kim actually ends up tweeting like, you know, all will be revealed. Like, you're such a bitch, Trixie Mattel. Like, this full like
okay, listen, I'm mini laughing monologue. Because this is like a war between these two that has gone on and on and on and on, and there's no context as to what's happening whatsoever. Like, it's just them going back shading each other.
Like, address the situation.
Yeah, well, you're a shady bitch, and the truth will
be revealed.
Yeah, like things like that. But there's no, and it just keeps going back and forth. So me and Manny have concluded
we think it's a collab.
We think they're doing a makeup collab, and they're doing this to rile up the audiences, which I think is hilarious.
It's hilarious because the thing is, the argument is so camp.
It is.
It's high camp. It's so like extra and dramatic.
If
and
you
it's
were
like,
really mad at someone, like eventually someone would say something more of them just like going back and forth, being vague about what they're saying.
Also, literally, I think Kim Chi goes like, I'm gonna take a break from social media. Like, you know, this is too much. The next day, she's like, oh, that was a great break.
Okay.
It was really like the day after, funny. And I'm like,
This is going very
What's
funny.
What's going on?
What's going on? Watch there not be a collab and they're really fighting.
And they're really fighting. And we're like, oh, shit.
And we're like laughing.
Yeah,
like,
because it just seems like such a interesting
It is. Like,
thing.
There's definitely something else going on for sure.
There has to be. Like, I just can't believe that they would, like, fight publicly. Like
they're
that.
Definitely texting and, like, telling each other what to tweet next.
Yeah.
You guys,
like, okay, I'm going to say this now.
Don't fall. Actually, do fall for it. I love it.
I think it's high camp. I was very entertained by it when I was reading the tweets. I was like, It was very much like giving my popcorn because I want to
yes.
know what's going on.
They're giving that good drama.
It's giving the, like, easy drama that's not actually too deep. Like,
yeah.
you know, sometimes drama can be, like,
oh, God.
So deep and so intense and so crazy. Like, this
yeah.
is very, like, surface level, chill,
surface level.
Like, just whatever drama.
Okay, well, we have one more topic. And, okay, so basically, this influencer, our photographer, I think it was, made a statement about Instagram. Like, please bring back Instagram, you know, the pictures, and it went super viral.
This is Instagram, like, to us.
No, this is Instagram to us. Bye-bye.
We don't care.
Oh my God, Manny. Oh my God. Manny's taking me out right now. If you guys are watching the video before, the faces, that was the statement. Imagine Instagram is like, we don't care. So basically, people want, okay, listen, this is.
Laura had a reset. She glitched out.
Now, Instagram, it's like, I don't even know what to say anymore.
It's honestly. The kettle scared the living hell out of me. I thought I was about to fall on you.
Wait, Ty wants to say something.
Tyler Lee?
Real quick, I don't know if you guys heard that, but my phone was Bluetooth connected to the Rodecaster, and I just watched a TikTok
no, you didn't.
While you guys were talking, and I was like, wait, why don't I hear anything? And then I put my headphones on, and it was playing, so...
Tyler,
I'm pretty sure my TikTok.
Tyler, are you watching TikToks right now?
What, and not just, watching us.
I literally pulled up a TikTok and it just started playing.
So we're just talking. Nothing's happening.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that no, you're still playing.
Oh, okay, got it.
But I think a TikTok was playing in the background. So that happened.
Hey.
If you guys heard that.
Right.
We don't call it full coverage for nothing.
Not for nothing.
Don't call it full
this
coverage
is a very
nothing.
Professional podcast.
It's a very
guys.
Professional working environment over here by doing this.
Oh my God.
So I hope you guys appreciated that.
Thank you for
Thank
letting,
you, Tyler,
us,
for letting
know.
Us know.
So when we rewatched
that.
The episode, we're like, what in the hell? We're like, Maria, why did you
what,
add
Why'd
this
you
in?
Add a TikTok sound?
Tyler's
we want to not get demonetized.
Yes, yes. We'll finesse that later.
Yeah, we'll figure that one out.
Okay, Instagram, what's their statement? They're like, basically like, okay, listen, everybody pitches a fit. They're like, we don't want videos. We want our pictures back. We want chronological order. We want this stuff to be back the way it was. Instagram's a wreck. And then they're basically like, listen, if you want to post pictures, then make your feed about pictures.
Just do it.
If you want to post videos, then only do videos. It's up to you. You know, we're letting you guys do both.
Yes.
But the problem is, it's pretty freaking obvious that, like, if you post
they
a picture,
favor.
They will not share your picture.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you post a video... They obviously favor that because they are moving their app into the direction of being TikTok.
They ended up saying that someone made a statement about Instagram, like, hey, like, we're listening to, we understand. They made this statement, it was like a couple minutes long. And they were just talking about how, like, you know, Instagram is moving in the direction of video because that's what consumers are wanting. People are watching reels more, they're consuming more content like that. So it's just moving in that direction and they're leaning into it. But a part of me, you know, when I see that, I think, like, well, the reason that people are leaning into it because we're getting forced out of photos
yeah.
in a way. So a lot of people, like, you know, I remember I post something about it on my stories, and a lot of people were commenting, like, they're like, then post photos and don't post your reels. And I was like, no, you don't understand. Like, I am a slave to the algorithm.
Yeah.
Well. I will say I am a creator. That's what I do for a living. And if a platform's like, hey, we're not going to, like, be sharing your photos anymore, I need to be... you know,
smart
aware and smart
it.
Enough to be like, I need to be able to start creating more reels, still incorporate photos in some capacity, but knowing that I need to create more reels because that's what I do for a living
yeah.
as a creator. I need
right.
to, like, lean into what the platform is asking because that's literally what I do.
This is why I think people are so upset. I think people are upset is because if you go on TikTok, you don't go on your following feed necessarily. You go there to watch strangers and people you don't know. You go there to share that content. You go there to just be entertained. Instagram was never built that way. Instagram was all about the following, who you're following. And it was very specific about only wanting to see the people you follow. And like the follower count was all about the following. So now mm-hmm. they're throwing that completely out, like overnight, it feels. And they're throwing in, you know, random people in other people's feeds who they don't follow. And the reason I say people are so upset about that is because I asked on my IG story, I was like, how do you feel about it? And I would say like that was probably the number one complaint of people, like, I'm sick of seeing people I don't know in my feed. And so I'm like, well, they're doing that because they're trying to turn it into TikTok.
Yes, and they're trying to, and they're pivoting it to say that it's because they want other people to grow. And they're like, oh, we're just sharing, you know, other creators' content. And if you like it, then they'll grow from that.
Right.
But they're just, I think that's like they're rationalizing it a bit because of the complaints that they're getting.
Okay, so what would you do though? Because I try to put myself in Instagram's position. What would you do if your app is losing followers, your app is losing people?
But they're not.
Actively, but do we know this? Were they?
They have a billion active users a month.
But were they losing? Was their numbers going down? That's the question I asked.
I would love to know.
If their number, okay, what if you own this app and your numbers are going down and then you're like, okay, we got to innovate immediately, turn us into TikTok full force. Like we're going to call it Reels. We're going to do it. Okay. So then that's the decision, right? And your app starts to go back up in numbers and it starts to do good. Okay. Then you just get this wave of people who are fucking pissed, but your app is doing better. What do you do?
I literally don't know.
I think that's the position. I'm dead
ass. That could really be the position that they're in.
Because I don't know this for a fact, but I think this could be the position that Instagram's in.
I really don't know what they could be in. Because at the end of the day, an app is there to try to make money.
Yes.
You know, and they're trying to become this TikTok / QVC shoppability app because that's where they see that the money is. And so obviously a lot of people don't want that experience. So they're getting frustrated because that was other places, right? So TikTok is stuck up because it's TikTok. And Instagram was never that. So when you're trying to incorporate it, listen, I'm not even saying like, you can't have Reels. Like we're not even saying that. We're saying like, if our content can be shared to our people, like the Reels are, or like other, like it was before, that's what people are asking for. They're not even necessarily saying we don't want to see videos ever. Yeah. They're saying that we want our stuff to be shared to our people, to our audience. So like, even if they were to incorporate these different things, because they notice an uptick in their sales or their uptick in ads, whatever it might be.
So they do both.
Then do both.
Yeah.
Then like incorporate both then. Incorporate this photo platform. And if you want, maybe there could be a tab where it's you click it and it's photos only. You click it and there's fucking Reels only. I don't know. Like, I don't exactly know what they could do. But I think the problem is that when you have your users are so upset about it, what are you supposed to do?
Right.
Like, if they're making money, but you have users that are upset, what do you do?
That's where, that's the hard place.
If they're a big conglomerate, which they are, to try to make money.
Go the money way, because that's business 101.
That's business.
Yeah. So that is it for this week's episode. All the tea has been covered.
It's been covered. It's been teed.
It's been teed.
The tea's been teed.
And thank you guys for being here. Don't forget to subscribe to the Bull Chair. We're growing every day. We thank you guys so much. Also, thank you for all of our love on the La Patica episode. I was reading the comments and I was like, oh my God.
We got so many comments that were like, you guys should combine your podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not interested about combining podcasts, but if we have them on it more often.
We would love that.
That'd be really cute. Just like have different views and opinions.
Yeah, you guys are awesome for that. Thank you. You guys are so inspiring, so encouraging.
So we really, really, we honestly like appreciate guys from the bottom of our hearts. Like, we're so grateful to be doing full coverage in the podcast, and like, me and Laura actually like look forward to doing this all the time, which is so nice, because sometimes, like, you know, life's just tough and like there's things that we don't look forward to and we're like, fuck, we have to, it's like a draining thing, but at least full coverage, it's like a way for us to just hang out and it's fun and we can just like kind of like shoot the shit rather than it being so like serious.
Agreed.
Which I love.
We love you guys. We'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.
Mwah.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.